Today is Monday, March 20th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Weekends are too short. They are too short. I think I'm just going to retire early and live in a shack somewhere. A tent, maybe. I'm just going to get a tent, set it up on a beach somewhere in a forest. I don't know. Somewhere with no animals that could scare me, because we all know. Oh, you know what? I completely forgot. Let's go back and let's see what today is. Let's just have a look. It is National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Based on the logo, it looks like it might be Native American. I'm not really sure, though. It's also National Proposal Day. And it's National Ravioli Day, folks. National Ravioli Day. We need to celebrate that. I don't know. Mark, we're doing our restaurant of the week tonight. Maybe we're going to a restaurant where I can get some ravioli. If we do, I will definitely be celebrating National Ravioli Day. For sure. Ravioli is one of my favorite. Somebody's going to tell me, oh, that's not even Italian. You're so unsophisticated. That's not even Italian. It's one of my favorite Italian foods. If it is indeed Italian, I could look it up, but it's kind of like Chinese food is not really Chinese food here in the U.S. It's Americanized Chinese food. When we were in Italy, I cannot recall if ravioli was on the menu anywhere. I don't recall seeing ravioli on the menu, so maybe it's not. I could do research, but I'm not going to. So, anyway, it was a weekend, and I wish we were still on the weekend, because I would prefer to be on a weekend rather than working. But what did we do? So, recorded Mix Minus on Friday night. We are not recording this week, by the way, everyone. So, if you wanted to hear Mix Minus, it is not happening this week. Daniel is a very busy man, and he cannot do Mix Minus all the time. It's in his contract that he has to have breaks for camping and for concerts and for anniversaries and Disney events. And the list is so long. But anyway, we're not doing Mix Minus this week. So we did Mix Minus, and lovely. I was late, though. And I didn't tell you guys, but I'm so stupid. And I talked about this on several podcasts, but I'll just casually bring it up here just quickly. So dumb. I had a haircut on Friday. So I recorded early in the morning, and then I left and I went to the haircut. And nothing to really report. I mean, it was just a normal haircut trip. Nothing. I went there, got my haircut, came back. That was it. But because of the time that my haircut was, it was going to make me late to record Mix Minus, because it takes me between five and 5.5 hours. Also, depending on if I stop to eat or if I stop to pee or get gas or anything like that. I gassed up on the way there, like when I was almost to my haircut place, so that I wouldn't have to get gas on the way back. And I was actually running ahead of schedule. And I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and stop and get a burger, eat in the car, but I'm going to stop at Culver's and get a burger. I don't even know where I was. I was outside of Springfield somewhere, about maybe 30 minutes east of Springfield, about 2.5 hours away from home. And I stopped. And at that point, I was actually going to be early. I was going to be getting home around 8:30 p.m. We record at 9. I was going to tell Daniel, hey, I'm ready early. Let's go, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I get my burger. I get back in the car. And I start driving. About 45 minutes to 50 minutes later, I see a sign that says, St. Louis, 90 miles. I had gone the wrong way on the freaking interstate, folks. That's so stupid. I added almost 2 hours to my trip. So I had to text Mark and let him know, hey, Mark, I'm going to be late getting home, so he didn't worry about me. I had to text Daniel and say, hey, we've got to push. So anyway, bottom line is, stupid mistake. I don't know if anybody else has ever done that, but sometimes I get my directions mixed up. Mark said, well, if you had just used navigation, it would have told you. Daniel said the same thing, but I'm the kind of person that I like to make my brain work occasionally, especially when it comes to navigating and stuff. So a lot of times I will make myself go somewhere without using navigation so that I'm actually thinking and I don't just get brain dead. Anyway, so in that case, though, I looked at the sign and I thought east. I don't know why I thought east. Coming home is west. Going there is east. But anyway, that's what happened. Jesus. That scared the crap out of me. Somebody is revving their engine outside my house. That freaked me out. Anyway, Saturday, we had a Pokemon Community Day. You know, nothing to really report there. I got a bunch of shiny Slowpokes. And so that's Mark and I just kind of did Pokemon. We hung out, relaxed. We went to the park. We did our thing. We just had a normal kind of relaxing Saturday. And then on Sunday, I had church, of course. I'm trying to think if there was anything else we did on Saturday. I mean, Saturday was pretty much Pokemon. And I don't even remember what we ate on Saturday, to be honest. But I know we did Pokemon. I slept a little bit late because we had recorded, you know, Mix Minus late because I was late getting back. I don't think I did anything else other than play Pokemon, and we ate something. I don't even know what it was. And then on Sunday I had church in the morning, so went to church and played two services. And then I came home and I had to cook for throwing down because I'm a procrastinator. And so I needed to cook for throwing down. So it was chicken pot pie. Took about an hour. It turned out good, actually. I really liked it. Mark liked it. He said it was a little too salty for him, but whatever. His taste buds. And so we had chicken pot pie and we were watching more Traitor. So now we're on Traitor UK. And let's see, Australia. I mean, I was okay with the winner, but honestly, I can't tell you guys who won because maybe some of you are watching it, but I felt like the person who won, she was, well, I don't, oops. Well, if you're watching it, sorry. They were probably the most deserving of the remaining folks. But I thought there were others that I would have rather had won. We'll just say that. And then we switched over to watching Traitor UK. And oh my gosh, they were cutthroat. And these, you know, something about UK people. This Traitor UK show, they cry at the drop of a hat. The men, the guys, are crying even more than the women. But the women and the men are just crying, tearing up, bawling. Not just somebody had a panic attack and had to leave the room and cry and breathe into a bag. Not really, but I mean, you know, the producers were working with him and like, just take deep breaths, just take deep. And I've always thought, as you guys know, or most of you know, I lived in the UK for a while. I've had two British boyfriends. And in general, UK folks are known for trying to hide their emotions and not give anything away. These people are extra, extra emotional. I don't know if they found the 20 most emotional people in England, but of the three, of Traitor US, Traitor Australia, and Traitor UK, the British folks are by far the most emotional of contestants. And I never would have suspected that. Anyway, we're enjoying it. I don't think there are any countries left that are available on Peacock, so I guess that'll be all we'll watch. But we're enjoying Traitor, so I know I've talked about it a lot, but if you like reality game shows, it is another one to look at, for sure. So we watched that, then I recorded Throwing Down, and then in the evening, actually, since I had already cooked, I didn't want to go get food anywhere and we had leftover spaghetti sauce. So I just made, I just boiled some pasta and made spaghetti for dinner last night. And so that was our weekend. It was, we didn't really do a whole lot. We did discuss our possible plans for our vacation this summer. And Mark has suggested that since we've never gone to the northeast part other than New York, that in July for our anniversary, we just take a long weekend and we go to Maine or Vermont or DC. And there's this restaurant called The Lost Kitchen that's in Maine. You have to send them a postcard to get a reservation, and it's like a lottery system. If we could get a reservation to that on our anniversary, I would so go there. And then do a big trip in August because my 45th birthday is in August. So that's as much as we've decided. So, well, we didn't even decide, but that's what we're talking about doing. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.